Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Emmanuel TV, changing lives, changing nations, changing the world. Make God's word the standard for life with Prophet Joshua.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for.
Thank you.
you.
Let us welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. He is our guide, our teacher, our commander, our instructor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Divas all over the world, I want to say thank you very much. Hallelujah. Where can we go from His presence? Hallelujah. Where can we go from His presence? Thank you, Lord. Today's message shall be taken from the book of John. John 16, verse 33. This thing I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. There's a common song in the Sunday school say, Jesus conquered the world and gave us
victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah.
Read after me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. If the Lord said to you, be of good cheer. Why are you still worried? That will take us to the title of today's message. Don't be ruled by your situation. Don't be ruled by your situation. Your situation could be poverty. Your situation could be sickness. Your situation could be setback. Your situation could be any foolish thing. The rich must not concentrate on their wealth, and the poor should not concentrate on their poverty. Tell your neighbor. The sick should not concentrate on their sickness, because the Bible said to us here, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. The rich must not concentrate on their wealth, and the poor should not concentrate on their poverty, because a man may be poor and yet be a friend of God. A man may be poor and yet be a candidate of heaven. Tell your neighbor, a man may be poor and yet be a candidate of heaven. A man may be sick in body and yet be a candidate of heaven. The sick should not concentrate on their sickness. Don't let your situation lead you. Tell your neighbor. I can't hear you. Don't let your situation mislead you. You should not be misled by your situation. I'm not a sharp God. That is why I'm doing this. God does not love me. That is why this is happening. The situation is too much because of that. My Bible made me to understand that trouble is to teach us to be consistent and persistent in prayer. Many Christians today worry, weep, murmur, complain every day about their situation because their lives are centered on how they are doing, how they are feeling, how they are treated. It is all about Jesus, not about us. Because their lives are centered on how they are treated, how they are feeling, and how they are doing. It is not all about us, but about Jesus. Whenever you see me talk about Jesus.
Whenever you see me talk about Jesus, He's the owner of my soul. Whenever you see me talk about Jesus, He's the owner of my soul. He's the owner. He's the owner of my soul.
You may be seated.
The cry, they murmur, they weep, they complain every day about their situation. I'm a Christian. Why this should happen to me? I'm a bishop. Why all this? I pay my tithe. I'm a regular worshiper of Susu Church. Why this? I have stopped smoking. I've stopped lying. Why all this thing happen?
I have stopped smoking. Why this blessing not come?
Stop sinning. Why this reproach? My past is over now. Why this business thing going this way and that way? Why and why? It is not about us, about Jesus.
Let us go to the book of 2 Corinthians 12. It's all about Paul, apostles. Don't be ruled by your situation. Tell your neighbor, don't be ruled by your situation. You know, situation talk, the language of situation is, you are not a child of God. You will soon die. You are a failure. You are not a friend of God. You are foolish. He talk fear. He talk doubt. Let me take verse 1 and verse 7 there. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to a vision and revelation of the Lord. Instead of boast, instead of doubting, I will come to revelation. What is revelation of God? What God says about situation. Instead of saying, this headache is too much for me. Instead of looking at the pain, let me listen to what God says about that pain. Sometimes that pain may be to prepare you for the challenges ahead, to keep you for a new level, to strengthen your desire for God. That setback may be to prepare you for the challenges ahead. That setback in your business may be to strengthen your desire for God. That barrenness may be to give you a model of miracle, like Samuel. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows such a one. Let me take you to the verse 6-7. For though I may desire to boast, that is his desire to boast as a human being, listen to what he's saying, I will not be a fool. I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, not lie. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me about what he sees me to be. Verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to battle with men, lest I be exalted above measure, lest I be exalted above measure. When you take your reading from verse 1, the end, at your free time, Apostle gives an account of the methods God took to keep him humble. You know, I told you that your situation should not mislead you. Let's listen to the revelation, the voice of God, concerning your situation. Your situation may be to preserve you. The situation you are complaining about may be to prepare you for a new level in life. That situation you are complaining about may be to keep you for a new level. That situation may be to stop you away in order to prepare you for the journey well. That situation you are complaining about may be to strengthen your desire. Remember the man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years.
When the music fades and all is stripped away and the simply right, longing just to breathe something that will bless your heart. Oh Lord, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart, and I'm coming back
to the heart of worship.
When it's all about you,
it's all about you.
When it's all about you,
it's all about you.
I'm so in love.
I'm so in love for the things I say.
When it's all about you,
it's all about you.
You may be seated. Thank you. All about Jesus. Hallelujah. You listen to that? It's all about Jesus. Yes. Apostle gives an account of the method God took to keep him humble. That is what Paul Apostle is saying. The method God took to keep him humble. The way and manner God executes his plan in our life differs. Some, he trained them from rough feet. Some, he trained them from beautiful feet and different feet. Life is not a plain ground. It is a battlefield. We are here for a church season. Tell your neighbor, we are here for a church season. Tell your neighbor, we are here for a church season. I can hear you. We are here for a church season. Life is not a playing ground. It is a battlefield. We are here for a church season.
This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blues. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world,
this world is not mine.
Life is not a playing ground, it is a battlefield. We are here for a short season. There will be thorn in our flesh. There will be things punking us. Disappointing us. Tell your neighbor, there will be tongue in our flesh. There will be things punking us, disappointing us. Apostle Paul gives an account of the method God took to keep him humble. When God's people communicate their experiences, let them always remember to take notes of what God has done to keep them humble, as well as what God has done in favor to them and for their advancement. Listen, when God's people communicate their experiences, let them always remember to take note of what God has done to keep them humble, as well as what God has done in favor to them and for their advancement. Reading below, Apostle Paul prayed earnestly to God for the removal of this storm, for the removal of this storm. Note, prayer is a salve for every storm, a remedy for every malady. When we are afflicted with storm in our flesh, we should give ourselves to prayer. When we are afflicted with storm in our flesh, we should give ourselves to what?
Prayer.
To prayer. The Bible says he prayed earnestly and repeated his request. He prayed earnestly and repeated his request. He besought the Lord thrice. He appealed the Lord thrice. This means if an answer is not given to the first prayer, nor to the second, we must hold on and hold out till we receive an answer. In verse, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that I might depart from me. Apostle was pained with a thorn in his flesh and buffeted with a messenger of Satan. He was pained with a thorn in his flesh, which was given to him by a messenger of Satan. Many will say, what is a thorn? We are much in doubt what this was, whether some great troubles or some great temptation, something, it was an acute bodily pain or sickness. We are much in the dark what this was, whether some great trouble or some great temptation, something, it was an acute bodily pain or sickness. What Apostle calls a thorn was for a time. Let someone say, what Apostle call a thorn was for a time. I can hear you. Very grievous to him. Was for a time very grievous to him. But the tongue cries for us, and with which he was crowned, sanctifies and make easy all the tongue in our flesh.
Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought
you listen to that? Wonderful. What Apostle Paul calls a tongue was for a time very grievous to him. But the tongue cries was for us, and with which was crowned, sanctify and make easy all the tongue in the flesh. Temptation to sin are most grievous tongues. Tell your neighbor. Temptation to sin are most grievous tongues. They are messengers of Satan. Remember, the tempter came to Jesus. Jesus did not go to tempter. The tempter came to Jesus. Jesus did not go to tempter. When we tempt Satan to tempt us, we provoke God to leave us to our own power. We provoke him to withdraw his power and leave us on our own power. It is true, you are given power to burn and to lose, but this power should not be exercised at our own will. This should not be exercised at our own will. This is what I mean by temptation to sin are most grievous tongues, most grievous trouble. They are messengers of Satan. Tell your neighbor, if God loves us, he will hide pride from us and keep us from being exalted above measure. Some will keep saying, the man is too humble. No, I'm not the one humble. He had pride from me. Who I am, I will have lot to be proud to. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, what?
Shout hallelujah.
But he hides pride from me.
He hides pride from me. Tell your neighbor, if God loves us, he will hide pride from us. So when you see somebody who is very proud, don't make jest of them. You that is humble, it is not your work. Grace of God. Book of Galatians said it. If a man is caught out of wrong, you that say the man should restore him, restate him in a gentle manner. Tell your neighbor, if God loves us, he will hide pride, he will hide arrogance, he will hide faithfulness from us.
So I'm here today because God kept me.
Worship him. That is
what I'm alive today only because of his grace. He kept me. God kept me. Hallelujah. He kept me. Oh yeah. So I would
of this. If God loves us, he will hide pride from us. Spiritual burdens are ordered to kill spiritual pride. Tell your neighbor, spiritual burdens are ordered to kill spiritual pride. Again, you understand that? Paul was pinned with a tongue. That is spiritual body. There is a body in him that is now being used. The method God used, like I have told you from the beginning, that the apostle gives an account of the methods God took to keep him humble. By using spiritual body to kill spiritual pride. By using spiritual body to kill spiritual pride. If your faith is lifted up, let us see your hand. What is your situation? Look at the case of Joseph. Joseph, from his father's house to the throne. Can't have any spiritual body that were ordered to cure spiritual what? Not pride this time. From his father's house to throne, dry pit first. You know the condition of dry pit? My Bible made me to understand that he was in dry pit so that he would know what it was to be in want. If I'm talking to you, let us see your hand. There no water, there no air, there no friend, there no companion, there nobody to talk to. From dry pit to slavery in Potiphar's house. You know what happened there? From the Potiphar house to where? To prison. For a purpose. Someone who wants to be the source of freedom must know first what it was to be in hardship. So whatever situation you are in now, as a Christian, it may be to prepare you for the challenges. It may be to keep you for a new level. It may be to strengthen your desire. Right now, rise up, and open your lips and begin to overcome your dry pit. Your dry pit could be party, your dry pit could be want, could be sickness, whatever is your situation, begin to overcome it in the name of Jesus. I release you 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 in the name of Jesus. You are released in the name of Jesus. Open yourself and begin to release yourself in the name of Jesus. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. Release yourself in the name of Jesus.
Comienza a liberarse en el nombre de Jesucristo. Oremos.
Vous voulez recommencer à vous libérer vous-même, sortez de votre pied desséché comme Joseph. Libérez-vous vous-même.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, begin to overcome as did Joseph. Prayer.
Votre puits desséché peut être la maladie, votre puits desséché peut être la stérilité, votre puits desséché peut être vos difficultés, mais commencez à sortir de votre puits desséché comme l'a fait Joseph. Priez.
Oremos, empieza a vencer ese pozo seco en su vida. Puede ser la enfermedad, retraso, fracaso, desilusión, esterilidad. Comienza a vencerlos en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Oremos.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your dry pit could be in poverty. Now you are here to overcome it as did Jabez. Right now, whatever situation you are in, The Lord promised to release you in the name of Jesus. If the Lord loves us, He will hide poverty from us. Now, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Right now, give thanks to God for giving you testimony on this issue.
Démosles gracias a nuestro Señor Dios por darnos testimonio acerca de este asunto.
Démosles gracias a Dios de vous donner un témoignage sur cette situation.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Don't be ruled by your situation. Your situation could be poverty. Your situation could be sickness. Your situation could be setback. Your situation could be any thing. The rich must not concentrate on their wealth. And the poor should not concentrate on their poverty. Because a man may be poor and yet be a friend of God. A man may be poor and yet be a candidate for heaven. A man may be sick in body and yet be a candidate of heaven. The sick should not concentrate on their sickness. My Bible made me understand that troubles is to teach us to be consistent and persistent in prayer. Any Christians today worry, weep, complain every day about their situation. Life are centered on how they are doing, how they are feeling, how they are treated. Also gives an account of the method God took to keep him humble. The way and manner God executes his plan in our life differ. Life is not a playing ground, it is a battlefield. We are here for a church season. Tell your neighbor, we are here for a church season. Life is not a playing ground, it is a battlefield. We are here for a church season. There will be thorn in our flesh. There will be things punking us. Disappointing us. Apostle Paul gives an account of the method God took to keep him humble. When God's people communicate their experiences, let them always remember to take notes of what God has done to keep them humble, as well as what God has done in favor to them and for their advancement. I may not know the situation you are in because I'm a human being just like you. If there's any difference, it's the grace of God. Just grace. But all I know, what I'm about to say to you is not mine. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes.
Any yoke that is threatening your freedom. When I say yoke, you know those that are trying to stand against you. Those that seem to disturb you. That you are a Christian does not eliminate adversity. Any yoke that is threatening your freedom. Right now, open your lips and begin to rebuild that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Rebook it in the name of Jesus. Rebook it in the name of Jesus. Be once all over the world. Any yoke that threatening freedom. You need freedom in your head. You need freedom in your business. You need freedom in your finances. You need freedom in your marital life. Your career, your destiny. Whatever yoke. Any yoke. That is threatening your freedom. Begin to rebook it in the name of Jesus. Be it sickness, be it disease, be it poverty, begin to rebook them in the name of Jesus.
Continúe revocando todo lo que esté en contra de, que esté amenazando su salud, revóquelo en el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
Jesus, you evil spirit, whatever demonic activity, demonic forces that threaten your life, rebuild them in the name of Jesus. Say, out of my life. Begin to disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Whatever name call it, could be cancer, could be diabetes. Right now, begin to measure those sickness that is tormenting your life. Measure those sickness. Measure them. Rebook them out.
Continúe mencionando sus enfermedades en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo y revóquelas.
Whatever area of your life that is tormented by evil spirits, begin to command them out within, outside. In your life, say out of my life. Stretch your hand forward. Begin to command that demonic activity, demonic forces within your life. Say, I command them out. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command them out. In the name of Jesus.
L'activité démoniaque, je vous commande de sortir. Toute activité, la force démoniaque en su vida, empiezo a commandarla fuera en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Continue to watch the salvation as the kingdom of Satan is in total disarray.
as he continues to command his demonic activities and forces out of your life, continue to watch your strength. Remember, this is the moment you'll be waiting for. Continue to be in an attitude of prayer.
Continúe ordenando toda fuerza demoníaca, actividad demoníaca en su vida, que salga en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Say in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now begin to disconnect yourself. Anything is not of God. Whatever Satan must have used to connect you.
Cualquier cosa, empieza a desconectarse de cualquier cosa que Satanás haya conectado en usted. Desconéctese en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
See what is happening right now as every chain in lives of the people are being broken. Continue to watch the screen and pray along, believing that today your own miracle will happen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, begin to reject failure.
Rechace el fracaso.
Begin to reject disappointment. Begin to reject reproach.
Rechace la déception.
In the name of Jesus.
Rejetez la déception, rejetez le reproche. En le nom de Jésus.
Rechace la decepción y rechace el fracaso en su vida en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. Rechácelos.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, right now begin to cancel every appointment with disappointment, every appointment with sorrow, every appointment with unfavorable situation, every appointment with discomfort. Cancel them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, begin to confess your freedom. Agree with me, confess your freedom. Confess your release. My health is restored.
Mi salud está restaurada.
My business is released.
Mis finanzas sont restaurées.
Open your lips in the name of Jesus. Confess it.
Confessez-le. Mes finances sont libérées. Ma santé est restaurée.
Confiese con sus labios. Mis finanzas están restauradas. Ore.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to Him. For your freedom.
Agite sus manos y de gracias
a Dios. Give thanks to Him for your freedom.
Gracias a Dios por su libertad.
Gracias a Dios.